Your AI agent can't remember to wake you up tomorrow. You're listening to Exploring Next, episode 258. I'm Izzo, here with Boone, and we're diving into something that actually solves a problem I hit every day.
The problem being that LLM agents are basically fancy chatbots that forget you exist the second you stop talking to them.
Exactly. I ask Claude to remind me about something next week, and nothing. Because these agents live in request-response land. No persistence, no scheduling, no sense of time.
Right, and that's what caught my eye about this Perpetuum framework. They're calling it perpetual, time-aware LLM agents, but what they've actually built is way more interesting than that sounds.
Boone, break down what makes this different from just wrapping a cron job around an agent.
The key insight is what they call temporal cognition. Instead of external timers triggering a dumb agent, they inject time as a first-class input to the LLM's reasoning process.
Meaning?
The agent gets structured temporal context, current time, how long it's been idle, what concerns are active, probability of user activity. It reasons with that information, not just reacts to timer pains.
That's actually clever. So when I say, watch this repo for updates, the agent understands the temporal dimension of that request.
Exactly. And here's where it gets really good. They have this three-layer scheduling architecture. Bottom layer is deterministic timers doing the boring infrastructure work.
Okay, that makes sense.
Middle layer is where the LLM interprets each check result. Is this repo update relevant? Is it urgent? Should I notify Izzo now or wait?
So it's not just new commit equals ping user, but actual semantic evaluation of whether I care about this particular change.
Right. And the top layer is periodic meta-reasoning where the LLM reviews its own monitoring patterns and adjusts strategy. Maybe it realizes you never respond to notifications after 9 p.m, so it starts batching them for morning.
Hold on, the agent is learning my patterns and adapting its behavior? Without me explicitly programming those rules?
Yep, they call it the enabling framework principle. The framework provides infrastructure the LLM can't do itself, like counting seconds or spawning threads. But all the intelligence stays with the LLM.
That's actually brilliant. As models get smarter, the system gets smarter automatically. No code changes needed.
And they formalize all this through what they call concerns, type responsibilities that run concurrently. Monitors, alarms, recurring tasks, parked operations waiting for async results.
From a product perspective, that's solving real user stories. Deploy staging and let me know when it's ready. That's a parked operation. Every weekday at 9 a.m., summarize old PRs, recurring task.
The architecture is genuinely elegant. Each concern type has its own execution pattern, but they all go through the same priority scheduler. No special cases, no hard-coded logic.
And this isn't just research. They built it into TMM1E, their production runtime. 15 crates, over 1,300 tests, serving real users across Telegram, Discord, Slack.
What really impressed me is their volition concept. The agent has this periodic initiative loop where it reasons about what it should be doing without any user prompt.
Wait, that sounds like it could go off the rails fast. Autonomous agents deciding their own priorities?
They have guardrails, but yeah, it can proactively create new monitoring concerns. Decide to sleep for self-improvement, retire stale monitors. It's actual autonomous behavior.
The user experience implications are huge. Instead of me having to think of every possible thing I want monitored, the agent starts suggesting and managing its own concerns based on context.
And here's what I love. Volition isn't some separate system. It's just another concern type running through the same infrastructure. Clean, composable architecture.
I'm giving this a solid A-. The only reason it's not an A is adoption barriers. This requires rethinking how we build agent interactions. Fair point. But for developers ready to move beyond chatbots, this is the blueprint. So what should people actually go build with this? I need concrete next steps. First, clone the TMM1E repo and look at their concern implementations. See how they structure monitors versus alarms versus recurring tasks. Real production code. Not toy.